Welcome to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. And we kicked off the week with a few little hacks relating to Fletchy's cleaning tips. We also had a random call, Brian.
Yeah, I'm positive. Those voices, they sound very, very familiar.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I reckon you might be able to pick it.
Yeah, I thought there was a bit of Matthew Johns involved. Could be. Maybe even a bit of Nathan Hindmarsh. But anyway, I'll tell you a voice we did recognise. Woogie was back. That was great to have his dulcet tones. So too, Sats and Badge, have a listen. Now, Amanda's come in so well-groomed this afternoon. You should see this sweater, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. It's got grass on it. It's got cobwebs on it. It's got bleach stains. It's got salt from some kind of packeted chip on it. Brian, how are you?
Oh, good, sugar. There was cashew nuts.
Oh, cashew nuts.
No, so what I was doing, I do have a background in cleaning,
yes,
as you do know.
Yes.
So I was getting mould off the girls' bathroom ceiling.
Yes.
Because I've told them constantly, put the fan on.
Yes.
Put the fan on, girls.
Yes.
To get rid of the steam.
And then turn the bloody thing off eventually.
Yeah. 45 minutes, one of them had a shower the other day.
Yeah, my daughter's doing the same.
45, anywho.
Yeah.
So I got into today, or yesterday actually, with the bleach.
Mm.
And I forgot, you got to put it on the, one of the things, 101 cleaning, you put the bleach on the rag,
yes,
not spray it on the roof.
Is that right?
Yeah, put it on the rag so it doesn't come back down on you.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Anywho, the first one, I had my earpods in listening to
Sweet Bobby.
Sweet Bobby.
Yeah.
Get around that, listeners. And it's just come down on my beautiful blue sweater that now looks pink.
So that was a newish sweater, was it?
Spanker.
Brand Spanker.
No, but it was one of those bodgy ones. I think it's from like Tarot Cash.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Bodge Central?
Yeah.
We're not sponsored by them, are we?
No.
Not yet. Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was their sister one, JD.
Oh, yeah.
You know JD's?
Yeah.
You always find them in those shopping centres. So that's why I'm wearing this. And the grass came from illegal dumping.
Oh, yeah.
Had to get rid of a pump.
Illegal dumping.
So, pool pump. Pool pump didn't work.
How big is said pool pump?
No, not that big.
No. Like a small gas cylinder thing?
Yeah, about that big.
Yeah. Speaking about hacks, so that's a very good hack that you have for the putting the bleach on the rag.
Every cleaning product,
yes,
should be put on the rag.
I didn't know that. Instead of the spray, you spray it onto the rag. You know when you get a screw, right?
Yes.
Into...
Shout out to Bridge.
Yes. A screw into a hole and then the thread's gone on the timber, whatever it is, and the screw just gets
pilot.
Going.
You need a pilot. Got to put a 1/8 drill bit because the timber's too hard.
No, sorry. I'm saying if you want to use the existing hole, that the screw's no longer going in.
Oh, okay.
You pack it.
Yes.
So you could pack it with, say, a straw or anything like that. So
I usually get a bit of bog. You just bog it up.
Jam it down there and you just pack it right up.
Yeah, but it depends what it's hot. What's it holding?
But you could also use a bit of a splinter of timber.
Put it
down there.
And wedge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it depends on what are you trying to secure.
Yeah.
What are you trying to fix?
Yes.
Oh. So if you, I'm sure we've got chippies out there.
Yeah.
Chippies love this show.
Oh, I love this show.
They do.
Ken's on the line from Burrowing. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, guys, how are you?
Going all right, Kenny boy.
Yeah, A-grade. The A-grade thing with the hat.
Yep.
I watched the Matty John show on, where is it, what night? Last night.
Yep.
Last night. And that Brian Fletch couldn't get inaugural out.
Inaugural. Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Couldn't get it out. Couldn't get it out.
It's one of those words, Kenny, like... innovative or innovative.
Yeah.
I struggle with that. Inaugural.
I was keeping that up my sleeve.
Oh, well, yeah.
Inaugural.
You're on television, Brian. And
yes.
You couldn't get it out.
Sorry, Ken.
Inaugural, he kept saying,
you
didn't
give,
you?
Inaugural. Give yourself a hat.
I've got one.
Give yourself a hat.
I've got one. Did you like that one, though?
Hang on. My wife wants to say a word.
Oh, Mrs. Ken. Please put... Is it Bart?
Oh, there's the
Hello.
There's the beautiful wife.
Is that Barbie?
That's Kenneth and Kenny. Kenny and
Hello,
Kenneth.
Hello, guys.
Hello, darling.
Oh, wow.
Loving the show, guys. Loving the show.
Hang on, Kenny, you're not with Block of Roach, are you?
No.
What's your name?
Cheryl.
Sorry?
My name's Cheryl Crow. Not the Cheryl Crow, we're not with Lance Armstrong. I'm Cheryl Crow from Burrowing. I'm really enjoying the show. I find it informative and Yeah, it was fantastic. It really is a lot of fun. I listen to SEN every single day.
Cheryl, Cheryl, you got to feed the cat.
Sorry, Ken. One second.
You've
got
to feed the cat.
It's okay. It's okay. Where is it now? Where are you? Mr. Mittens. Mr. Mittens. Guys, I've got to go.
Oh, so do we. Bye-bye. So do we, okay. Cheryl. We've got to go,
see
too.
See you, guys.
Speaking about a great team, Sats and Badge and Woogie, I understand, might be there. G'day, gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Woogie's back.
Hey, boys.
Yeah, good to see you, Woog.
It's good to be back, Fletch. Good to be back.
Why, where's the Rook?
Popular demand.
The Rook's over in America for the CrossFit game.
He is the fittest man in this. Probably on the Gold Coast. Probably
he's emceeing the CrossFit game.
Oh, but so he's fit. Does he participate?
He does it as well. Yeah, he's got his own gym.
He's a weapon.
What's his rig like? Are we talking Marty Lang areas?
Well, he wears singlets to work, and that's about as far as we've let him go.
Yeah.
Good Woogie style just, of a rook.
Woogie gave it to him, just said, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Forget those guns away.
Yeah. What's his rig like, Sats? You're going to be the judge here, because I know you really adore men's physiques. What's it? What area is we talking?
Yeah.
He's got big guns.
Yeah.
Square shoulders.
He sounds good. Sounds like Cody Simpson. Isn't he going good, boys?
Well, out of the pool or?
Well, everywhere.
Out of the pool. He's going outstanding out of the pool.
Is he actually, is he a rock, a pop star?
He
can
was.
He actually sing?
Absolutely he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very talented.
Mm. Listen,
I didn't know you had to be talented to be a pop star.
Guys, I'm really concerned about listening to you guys on the way into the studio talking about the Lobwood Challenge.
Oh, yes.
The new tennis competition that Brooks and his A-grade mates have been
issued. A-grade sets.
And
it's pretty cruel.
I looked at the logo. The logo is it meant to be sexual or not?
Well, I don't know whether they meant. I don't know. You know these Northern Beaches blokes like? They're crazy dudes.
It's horrific.
Pornographic almost.
It looked like it was an error, but we ran with it, Sats. I think when you don't want to be playing around with an emblem year one. You want to keep it.
It looks like there's one of the members on the logo playing around.
We tried to fit them all in one badge, you know. You couldn't, if he was at the net, he wouldn't have been in the badge. So we had to bring him in, bring him close.
What the losing players have to do to the winners is just...
there was some photos.
Hey, Sats,
put it on the website.
I love it. I love seeing Aussies win gold. Doesn't matter.
Uh-oh, boys. This is the first time. In. Yeah, it's just... All right, boys, we've got one here. Dear Jared. Well, you might be able to help us out with this. Who would be a Jared? Who would be a Jared that works here at SEN?
I
don't know. We've got a couple, haven't we?
Who's? Who we got?
Have we got one or two?
Yeah. Our man Crowey. Jerry Cronin.
Yeah, he
I can't think of any.
Healy.
Jared Healy?
Yes.
Jared Healy?
Jared Healy. Okay, boys, dear Jared, my partner is in a right old sulk because I won't try out swinging session with her. She says it's on her list of things she wants to do before settling down and having kids. I thought we had a great relationship and a good sex life until she threw this suggestion into the mix. I'm 28, she's 27. I told her I was a one-woman man, but she just rolled her eyes and stormed out calling me boring. She's barely spoken to me for weeks and has told her parents that we've had a big falling out. Now her parents are threatening to pull out of giving us the deposit for our new home if I don't go to the swingers with my partner and my mother-in-law.
Oh.
What?
Wow. Jared, I'm at a loss. Have you ever been to a swingers? Obviously not Jared, but boys, you can jump in and pretend.
Who was that from?
That is from
Rook.
That's where he's gone.
There's no name. No name. Okay. Oh, Bruce. Bruce.
From Bruce.
So it's from Bruce.
Badge, were there any swingers?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever know? Not that you've been there, but was there any swingers clubs that you or
clubs
networks in Canberra when you were there?
No. I my car wouldn't even go into that Fishwick area. So I never.
Boys, don't deflect. Know. What are you going to do here? What's your advice? If you're 28, your partner's 27, she wants to go swinging.
Have you ever had any players that you knew of?
Badger, let me
swingers. I'm trying to get to it. Help Sats out. If you know people that have,
are you saying
done this
what
before,
should he do?
Should he go with his
mother-in-law? Take one for the team.
Take one for the team because he gets a deposit on the house.
Yeah, it's a hot property market. I'd definitely go.
Yeah, it's a good time to buy at the moment. So.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Well, how much? Are you
going
to say right?
Are going up too, so you want to get it.
Throw in the father-in-law for 50% deposit.
Well, how big's the deposit?
Is the mum hot? Is the mother-in-law hot?
Doesn't say.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
But you're throwing the old man.
27, so she's like 50.
50. And the old man. This is his second marriage, so he's 70. Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Is he fit like Rook, or is he fat?
He's pretty fit. He's pretty fit. He's very tanned. I can see he's very tanned.
Does Bruce have to engage with the father-in-law or just the mother-in-law?
It's all in. Stacks on the mill.
Where's the house they're buying?
The house is in...
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's in
the
Gold Coast.
It'd be Bondi, wouldn't it?
No, it's in the Gold Coast.
It's not worth it.
No. It's in Narang.
Oh, definitely not worth it.
I'm sure it's not Toowoomba. It might be Toowoomba.
No, it's not Toowoomba. It says here Narang. I'm reading it. It says Narang. Yeah. So you've got to go in. You've got to go with your partner, the father-in-law, the mother-in-law.
No.
Okay. No, not for Narang.
It's either that or you're in a caravan for the rest of your life. So.
Okay. Well, obviously, you're no help. I'm not doing it.
Hey, we had a player that came over from France at Penrith once to do like a train and trial, and he brought his girlfriend over, and she got a job within a week. And
which club are you at?
Penrith.
Oh, Penrith.
And one of the young guys came and said, "Hey, old mate's girlfriend, I visited a
house
massage parlor, a 24 hours massage parlor in and around the western suburbs, and she was the receptionist."
Oh, throw off. They start there. You know, they start there.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
That's
what
we told him.
What happens after that, Brian?
Well, all of a sudden, you've got a massage table in your car with two holes in it.
No. Which end are you laying? What a culture shock, though, coming from Paris to Penrith.
To Penrith. The riff.
Jeez.
I know.
Where do I get a good croissant?
So she's at reception. So one day, someone doesn't turn up for work.
Because he's got some sore muscles and needs a massage at the 24-hour massage parlor. Well,
why do you keep saying 24 hours? What are you trying to insinuate?
Because people get sore at all times of night.
That's right.
Yeah, we get a Theragun then. Yeah. You don't need to go out of the house. It's cold. Get a Theragun. Just whack that into your buttocks.
Welcome back to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. And Fletch, he was out on the farm. He was being a farmhand. And he was talking about how tough it is on the land, weren't you, Brian?
Yeah, Matty was down. We had to make Matty a man, which is a segment on his show. And we went to a dairy farm in the Southern Highlands. I was just shocked at how hard these blokes are. And the text board lit up with a lot of our listeners saying, what's the toughest job you've had?
What are the toughest jobs? I tell you, a tough job, but going over to Birmingham trying to win a gold medal. And that's exactly what Charlotte Caslick did, as well as the girls for the rugby sevens. So let's have a listen to this. In the meantime, Burrawong Brainhead Fletcher. How are you?
Burrawang.
Burrawang.
Burrawang. Burrawang. Yes. G'day, listeners.
Are you running to Ken Nathans? Down there?
Who?
Ken from Burrawang.
I spoke to Kenny and Cheryl.
Yes.
Cheryl Crow. Yeah, it was a very funny morning.
Was it?
So yesterday after the show, we drove down to Burrawang.
Yes.
And caught up with the boys because Maddie and Hindy were down there. They'd started early. They were a little bit tired watching the Commonwealth Games. But we got up at 4:50 this morning.
A little bit tired watching the Commonwealth Games, were they?
Yes, a little bit tired. Yes. Emotional.
Gotcha.
You know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say they were pissed.
No.
So they were a bit. But got up at 4:50 this morning and went to the dairy farm and Johnny, the dairy farmer. Goodness me. Talk about tough and salt-of-the-earth people.
Oh, yeah.
So 300 cows he has to milk, gets them all in. And I tell you this, the cows are so calm.
Yeah.
They just lined up, just followed each other one by one. It was quite extraordinary how much they milk. So every cow, about 30 litres a day.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Coles, and they only sell to Coles, this mob.
Right.
Big Johnny boy, but then it got really...
Every cow, so you got 300, so you've got the best part of 900 litres, is that right?
300, no, what's 300 times, that's 9,000, isn't it?
No, times 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9,000 litres.
9,000 litres. But then Matty had to artificially inseminate a cow, which was the best thing I've ever seen.
Was it?
Goodness me, I was losing it. So he had the syringe full of the bull from Canada. Apparently they produce the best cows. So we had it, the syringe. It was such a It was such a technique to do it. Anyway, yeah. Maddie was dry reaching. It was just, it's going to be great TV.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, these blokes, it is a tough job. So I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
0457, let's get in early.
Yeah.
0457 736 736. What is the toughest job you've ever had throughout your career? And it doesn't have to be with the job. It can be a portion of the job.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be the exact job, but tough.
Yes.
Because these blokes, and the thing with the dairy farmers, twice a day, 365 days a week.
Twice a day?
A year. Twice a day.
And they don't know any public holidays, the cows,
do they? Holidays. He has to do it at Christmas, old Johnny boy. Christmas and New Year's Day.
Can I ask you this, and I don't know if you're asking this, like 450, why the need to be 450? Why can't you train the cows to do like a 9 o'clock shift?
No, we're up at 450.
Right.
So I think it's 5:30 kickoff.
Yeah,
because they're hungry. I don't know.
But can't you sort of shift their body clocks
No, I tell you what, and I didn't ask this, but I think it's because they were ready. Some of the cows were actually spurting milk before the suckers went on.
Ah, right.
So I think they get full.
Yes.
And you've got to get in.
30 litres a cow.
Per cow.
So how long would that take, one cow to milk?
5 minutes.
Yep.
These machines, and then off they go. But no whinging, these cows.
No.
They were fantastic. I was very impressed with them.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
But it's just a different life. You know, I bag kindy all the time, but it's that's a tough job.
100%. So how long, so once you get up at 4:50, tools down, what time you reckon?
So about 7,
yeah.
Tools down, then you hose it all out, clean it all out.
Yep.
And then you've got to go tend to the farm.
Oh, yeah.
So you do all the farm stuff, fix fences.
And then what time you back up at the milking?
I think it's in 5 o'clock at night.
On the 12 hours.
Yeah, and they're back into it.
Wow.
Just keep going.
Oh, well. How are you, Skip?
Speaking of
nice shirt.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's the great worst shirt. Day. I was saying it to Jeremy, our leader. What a day. We had induction, new people coming in the office. Cinnamon, she's in the office, and I'm wearing Farrah of the Fawcett variety.
That's all right. Yeah. Can I ask you, boys, what's your toughest job you've ever had?
I've had a pretty sheltered career, but one that I had when I was in Canada, I was working in the washroom, the toilet, giving out cologne, lollies, you know, during a nightclub, in a nightclub.
Oh, gotcha.
So the shift would be 10 till 3. Everyone's partying. I'm in the Brasco. Like, I was 22 at the time. Got to meet a few celebrities, which was really good.
In the Brasco?
In the Brasco.
Do tell.
Yeah, I had Jason Statham, the diver / actor.
Oh, yeah.
He was filming with Jet Li up in Vancouver. Sergei Fedorov, so ice hockey people and people that like Anna Kournikova would know him. He played for the Detroit Red Wings, Russia, and dated Anna Kournikova. Oh. And one of our great golfers, Robert Allenby, came in during the Canadian Open.
Pity you didn't see him in Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. It was a few years before, but it was funny. He came in every night of the tournament and his caddy came in and he'd talk about how, I was like, how are you doing? He's like, yeah, I'm there mid leaderboard. Then after the second round, he's like, miss a cut.
Ah.
And then they were out till like 3 a.m. It was awesome.
Was it good
him and his cat? Yeah, good guys. Him and his caddy were hilarious. But yeah, that's the worst I had. You know, you're cleaning up a bit. You've got a bit of ruckus in there. It was pretty tough, but
nothing
compared to the dairy farmers.
I've had jobs where you've spent the whole day moving like bricks and rock, you know, from one place to the other. That's not fun. But I reckon the worst was we did for about 6 months. The mum got us into this delivering newspapers. So they at about 2:30 in the morning, they would drop the papers off, right?
Yeah.
And you'd sit there. I've since learned that when you go to recycling depot, some people just go and drop straight there. But you had to fold them all up. You had to put all the ads in and then slip it into the sleeve. It doesn't sound like much, but when there's 4 million of them, it was punishing. And then you had to go and throw them all out the window. That was a giant punish.
Mm.
G'day, Charlotte.
Hi.
Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. We're back home in Australia now. We got shipped out of the village pretty quickly, but yeah, pretty pumped.
Yeah, why was that, Charlotte? You didn't get to hang around?
I think due to COVID or maybe Rugby Sevens series of unfortunate events after Tokyo last year. I'm not sure which one, but yeah, we got sent out pretty quickly.
So have you had a chance to celebrate in full voice or we're still waiting for that?
Yeah, we had a pretty good celebration afterwards. We didn't get back to the village until like 11:30 p.m. So it started pretty late that night, but yeah, finished early into the next day.
Did you get to see much of Birmingham?
No, not at all. I don't think just on the bus to the stadium and back. That was the only time we were kind of out and about, yeah.
And what about the village? How does it compare? Obviously, the Olympic Village was that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
So how does it compare the Commonwealth Games village?
In Birmingham, it was like three different villages. So we were at Warwick University. So we had lawn bowls, table tennis, judo.
They're pretty wild. I heard those lawn bowl people. Wow. They party all night.
Yeah, so we had like our own little village in Warwick, but all the rugby teams were there. So, yeah, it kind of felt more similar to a World Series event rather than like what the Olympic Games feels like. But it was still really cool. We got pretty tight with some of the lawn bowls athletes, and I think they might be introducing their grandsons to a few of our girls later
in the year. Well, I saw a few lawn bowlers with tattoos saying what happens in Warwick stays in Warwick, Brian. So we'll see what happens there. Now, was it a little bit of redemption, Charlotte, when it comes to the Commonwealth Games? Of course, you won the silver at the Gold Coast. Then you go over to Birmingham and you pinch it. Was there a little bit of that feeling about it?
Yeah, I think so. And probably a bit of redemption from Tokyo, I guess, when we play in our World Series. All over the world and not always on free-to-air TV. So for us, it's really important to perform at these events that we get the whole of Australia's watching. So, yeah, I think for this group, it was definitely redemption from last year in Tokyo. Majority of the girls weren't there at the Gold Coast, so they probably didn't feel too much towards that one. But I think for Shani and I, it was, awesome to beat the Kiwis in the semi.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Welcome back. Wacky Team Wednesday, Brian, this week. Where'd you land?
Yeah, we landed on regal names, royal names, anything to do with it. Ross Noble, Queen Latifah. Who else? King Kong Bundy.
Yes.
It was a banquet or a buffet of regals.
Both those words starting with BB King, as nominated by Hector, our man Hector from Bombardieri. We caught up with him and the team at Hello Sport, who are doing wonderful things at SC. And have a listen. Now, Brian, did Don King get a start in your team?
The team is not named yet, but the Reptiles come good. Wacky Team Wednesday, the Reptile wants. He wants Prince Nazim.
Oh.
He reckons he's quite zippy. You know, the boxer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's good in a stink and good for a try July.
celebration. Wacky Team Wednesday nomination, SEN's own Julian King as number 14, demonstrates utility value, filling in for the likes of Matt White and Jimmy Smith, says 794.
Well, here we go. Michael from Logan, he wants Shane Warne, a.k.a. the King of Spin.
Nice.
Used to play AFL and would have a decent kick on him.
This one from Lundy. You read my mind, Lundy. Hey, boys, a few nominations for the two centre positions. Bo and Luke Duke from Duke's a Hazard can evade the defence and don't mind spending time in the air. Love the show.
Mm. Raylene Castle is going to be my lock forward. Scheming.
Raylene Castle.
Can throw a long ball.
Yes.
And a short ball.
I like that.
For the first time a nominee has nominated someone. Julian King says Tracy Lords. Tracy Lords?
Tracy Lords, listeners. Tracy Lords, listeners.
Tracy Lords, yeah.
What price?
And me, he said.
Yeah, Julian JK's in.
Wacky Team Wednesday. It's not officially Wacky Team Wednesday unless we hear from this bloke, Brian. He's on the line.
Oh, there goes.
Hector from Bombardieri.
Echo.
Good afternoon, boys.
Oh, good afternoon, Hector.
Now, my nanny Ethel was a bit mortified with my appearance last week, so I've made like Fletcher's horse Comrade and I've cleaned up.
Yes.
No, you were fine. You were fine.
Stuff on TikTok.
You were fine. Joel's the moral compass here, but a little bit nervous. So you're talking to me today.
We had to be hutchy up there. I was a bit nervous.
Yeah. All good.
Mm. Okay.
Well, on to my nominations. Now, Rob from Blacktown pinched a couple of mine, so I'd like to formally change my position yesterday from aubergine to golf club, please. if you could amend your record, book you can get onto that.
Yeah, amended.
But as far as my nominations go, what about the legendary blues singer and guitarist BB King? Are you familiar?
Yes. Like it?
Yes. Well, BB served his apprenticeship in BB grade. He might be a bit old, he might be a bit slow, but he might also just be the leader we need in the team. If plan A's a flop, he can provide a plan BB. He's got a bit of size on him, so he'd run straight over the BB defender. So,
okay.
I think BB could BB 5'8", pulling the strings from the halves.
Very good. Very good start.
Thank you. Now, I've got a wing centre pairing for you. How about Bo and Luke Duke of the Duke of Hazard?
Yeah.
Very quick. Hard to catch, I've left Daisy Duke out because she prefers to wear the shorts of the AFL variety. But the problem is, given the political controversy in Georgia, sort of around the Confederate flag and the General Lee and all that sort of stuff, I think we better pop the boys on the right wing.
awesome.
Now, what about the great horror and thriller author, Stephen King? Now, even for those listeners who aren't avid readers, you'd know Stephen's work from such films as The Shining, Misery, The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile. He's a creepy, creepy guy.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure exactly where to fit him, but for me, he has his name all over the spine. Did you get that one?
Yes, good.
I wasn't sure about that one.
No, that was good.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, I'm not a big fan of this last fellow, and I'm talking about the Fresh Prince, Will Smith. Now, in my opinion, he doesn't deserve the moniker of Prince. There's nothing regal or royal about the man. The closest thing he's been to a crowning was his birth.
Brian, you picked your team. Let's go through the team.
I didn't pick the team. The listeners picked the team. Mm. The listeners have picked a cracking team at fullback.
Yeah, hang on. What are we... the team is representing what?
Regal.
Regal.
So, names that play on the Royals. Prince Nazim Hamed, fullback.
Yes.
Zippy, good ball player. left wing, Penny the Jester Wong.
Oh, the Jester.
They reckon she's a hoot. They reckon she's a hoot in Parliament.
The Jester.
All the foreign ministers all get together, all international. They said she is, everyone just pisses themselves. The centres, Queen Latifah and Dame Edna Everidge. Mm. On the other wing, we're going to kick to this fella, Sacha Baron Cohen. He's 6'7". The halves, the sisters, Deborah and Gladys Knight.
Yes.
The front row, John the Duke Wayne. Obviously, he's there for the knuckle. Ross Noble at 9. James L. Jones will be your open side prop. Back rower, Princess Leia.
Yes.
Definitely won't be getting cauliflowered ears with them things. The other back rower, Duke Kanahan... Kanamoku.
Yeah.
Obviously, the godfather of surfing. Mm. The lock, Raylan Castle. The bench, Freddie Prinze Jr., King Kong Bundy. And that's all. We're going in with two fresh reserves. That's all we're doing.
I hope it's unlimited interchange for King Kong. I don't think we get big minutes out of
him. Only going free. And Jake Duke, obviously, will be the coach.
And our home ground is where?
Lord Howe Island.
And we're wearing what of our shorts?
Crown.
No, our shorts. The King G.
Oh, no, that's going to the game.
Oh, right.
Roller suits.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sponsored by Crown.
Yes.
Crown Forklifts.
Yes.
And the winner gets the $100 voucher from Fortune of War. Thank you to Speedy. Go down, ask Speedy. Roast is insane. You get a hat, an A-grade hat. Today's winner is the Reptile. Because the Reptile wanted Prince Nazim Hamed, Zippy, good in a stink and good for a try July.
The Reptile's back, baby.
He's back. Some people say I'm sucking up the Reptile. Guess what? I've seen his arms.
Yes.
I don't want to get in a fight with him.
Oh, yes. This one here, Troy. Now, Brian, you debuted last week and the reviews were rave, put them that way.
Rave.
Rave reviews.
That was good. They got a good setup down there.
Yes.
You think you're going into some sort of fire exit. It's all rubbish everywhere. I thought it was a homeless person living in there. And boom, you go into their studios. Great setup.
Beautiful setup. And we're talking, of course, about the Hello Sport team, Tom and Eddie, who this time are on the line in unison. G'day, boys.
G'day, fellas. How you doing?
Gentlemen.
What a debut, gents. On fire. How's the feedback been?
Oh, look, I mean, it's safe to say that it's record-breaking. Mm. You know, we're just watching the numbers go up and up and up and, you know. It was a real special one for us.
Imagine we had to put that bit that we decided to cut out. That would have brought the crowds back.
Luckily, we had your best interest at heart.
Flex. I know, I thank you for that.
Clear this one before we get this up on the internet.
Well, as soon as you started questioning me, I thought, hang on, well, if they're questioning it, what should I do here? And I had a look, and yes, thank you for that, boys.
Yeah, but that's a gift for the boys, Bron, because they've clearly made you feel so comfortable.
Yes,
and you've just given your all, spilt your all.
Did we show the snooker trick?
No, that will be released later on. Okay. That's we do. That's like a bonus segment called Pool Boys, where we take on our guests in pool, or if they're time poor, they show us how to shark people for money, like you did, Fletch. we haven't used yet. It was impressive.
No, it was fun. It was fun.
Now, boys, I'd love to see an Adam Gilchrist on the rugby league field, which we've never seen. So you know how Gilly would get out and he wouldn't challenge it and off he'd go. And
yeah.
He just accepted.
He's a walker.
So Nathan Cleary, for example,
yep.
With the spear tackle last week.
Walked.
He didn't need to see the ref.
No.
He could have just walked straight off.
Yeah, he knew.
We need to see a Gilly one day on the rugby league field, don't we?
Yeah, do you reckon we'll see one?
Just send yourself off.
Yeah, just walk off. Yeah. You know you're going to get sent off. Don't even bother with the ref. Just keep walking. Just walk straight off.
Yeah, I think a few of those Tigers players
Paddy
were doing
Carrigan
that.
Could have taken a leaf out of Gilly's book, I think.
Yeah,
Paddy could have done that. As you know, he could have walked off with Hastings because he got stretched. He could have helped him off and just gone.
Yeah. Are you walker? Would you be a walker, boys? Like, are you if you're playing?
Oh, no.
If you're playing cricket, nah, no way.
No. I play social T20. I mean, it's social, but it is very serious. Social T20 cricket on Sundays. And walking is the last thing you do.
I can guarantee you right now, Fletch, if I've got the whites on for the nation, the last thing I'm doing is walking.
Yeah.
No way am I getting out. I'm just saying that.
So that's walking off, Brian. You know, we need to walk on into those same studios. Gotcha. There's a campaign.
Gotcha. Oh,
we need to find...
The Greek God.
The Greek God.
What is it, boys? What is it about Braith? Why do you want to interview that
beautiful-looking man? Mate, I mean, we didn't want to have to take it to the level of, you know, calling him out on Instagram the way we did, but unfortunately sometimes you got to bring out the big guns. I mean, Braith sort of, you know, he was a great footballer, and then he went into Fox, and then he was good in commentary, and then all of a sudden he's now repping, like, the biggest player in the game. He's on NRL 360. His tan's come back in winter. Like, he's just looking really good generally.
We've always, you know, there's a bit of a saying at Hello Sport, when in doubt, go hot. And Braith Anassa's legitimately one of the great rugby league sex symbols. So he's been a target of ours for some time.
But he's playing hard to get with us, which is, you know, like, it's all part of the courting process, I guess. But, you know, when we start putting up shirtless photos of him and then he starts saying, all right, I'm coming on, then we're like, all right, well, when are you available? Then he just ghosts us completely.
Oh, no.
Now we want him more than we've ever wanted him before. He's playing it perfectly, to be honest.
Oh, he's playing as like a fiddle, you know?
Other than Braith, who else is on your list?
Well, I mean, another rugby league sex symbol in George Rose.
Yeah,
You know, he's sort of become the Dana White of Australian boxing, really. You know, obviously he was one of the all-time great Manly Seagulls, which is something that we hold dear to our heart. But being able to do what he's done in the boxing makes him also, you know, he's got another a string to his bow, as it were.
I like it.
Boys, is there any plans to change the studio? Look, I love it as it is, but have you got any grand plans to update your studio?
I mean, have you got any advice for us? I feel like you've come away a little disappointed, or
no,
is there something else in there? Is the time crisis not good enough for you?
No, everything
pool
was...
Pool table that's throwing you off?
Pool table, no. It's,
mate, it's a passive swipe.
No, it's not.
It is.
I'm saying because they're
is
getting
the bar
bigger.
In the corner? What is it?
Yeah,
they're getting bigger. Yes. They're getting more popular.
Yes.
Sponsors are jumping in.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans? Or are you still Jenny from the block?
Well, I mean, I think we'll always be Jenny from the block, but I mean, if there's some sort of like fireman's calendar photo of you or Joel, both of you even.
Maybe some tasteful nudes.
Tasteful nudes, we can get them up on the wall, get them blown up.
Yeah, that's like Warwick Kappa's man cave. Get a Warwick Kappa. We interviewed Warwick Kappa, my goodness. He has got nudes of himself in the garage. It is.
it is.
If you can get him on, boys, I tell you what, that is a podcast.
Warwick would be a good
one. No, Moreton Bay Bucks.
Mate, if you've got a line to Warwick, I feel like you might. We'd love to get him on.
Yeah, Warwick would love a line. he is very, very good.
Yeah.
Just reach out on Instagram like you did with the Greek God.
Well, that's true. We could get Warwick on. Now, I feel like Warwick would be less flirty and just more jump in the sack sort of an operator.
We'll
be able to get him.
No courting.
You know who the boys need, I reckon? I'll tell you who'd be right up their wheelhouse. Sam Newman.
Well,
I reckon he'd be a great target.
That's a big one.
Yep. Yeah. He's a yarn spinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, would love Sam.
And he's at that age where there's no proverbials given. He could not give a rat's. He's just on the attack
all
the time.
That's our cup of tea.
Yep.
That's what we'd like. That's not a bad shout, Joel.
Yep. Welcome back to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Sock was in the chair and we caught up, as we like to do, later in the week ahead of a big NRL round. the great Matthew Johns. Always got plenty of stories to share. We're going to catch up with Luciano De Lua too, by the way. Have a listen to this. Yeah. Morning glories, Matty Johns, with thanks to Harley Heaven, test rider Harley Davidson at Harley Heaven, Blacktown and Tempe, and the great man's on the line. Matthew, how are you?
God damn it. Why do you put question marks at the end of your sentences?
Oh, give me strength. Well, you're well placed to answer this, particularly having played with your brother in the halves, and I never really played in the halves. But my only concern is this, Matty, that he basically didn't play in the game, Nathan, nor did Jerome for that matter. He was sent off so early. Then you're not back to week one. Now, if they win week one, you've got another 2 weeks essentially to your play. Yeah. So you're in a sudden death. You've played one game in 7 or 8 weeks. Does that at all bother you?
Not so much. No. Not so much. You know, they've played so much big game football. I think the big thing is when you miss a lot of football, the easiest thing to lose touch with is your preparation. That's the thing, you know, like when you don't play all off season, you go back for your first game, you go, geez, how horrible did I play in that trial game? You know, and then it reminds you how you need to prepare for games. That won't be a problem with Nathan. I don't think it'll be a problem with Jerome. I don't think they'll miss a beat. Mm. I think they'll come back. And I think the side will improve. In 97, we lost Joey for 12 weeks at the start of the season. Leo Danover came in, was outstanding. We adjusted our game plan. And then when Joey came back in about round 14, we took off because he became the icing on the cake, not the necessity in number 7.
Matty, Sock here, mate. I'm a big fan of your podcast as well. Lexi and I like to light some candles and some incense in the evening and snuggle up and cuddle each other as well.
Yeah. Glad you said in incense. I was sort of concerned.
Incense, yeah. Mate, there's been a lot of talk about the grand final moving to Brizzy. It was there last year. What's your thoughts or opinions on, say, maybe not this year, but moving forward? Do you think it has space to be played in other states and or other countries, a bit like NFL style, or are you happy to see it in New South Wales?
So I will take it. Put it this way, if the government reneges on what they've said for the second time, because originally, you might remember, there was the agreement for $800 million for a core stadium. That got adjusted. They said, look, we won't do that. So they went back to suburban fields, $550 million. Now, I understand, you know, with the situation, with the floods and whatnot, but there's still $300 million going to Penrith. I think there's some sides being stuffed over here. As I said before, I understand the situation with the floods, but, you know, like, I support Peter Volandis on this. The government can't keep promising and then just going, oh no, we're not going to do that. And if they do it, take the grand final to Brisbane or take it to Townsville. It's been done before, it's successful. And one thing about Brisbane, when you go into Brisbane, you know the grand final's on. And sometimes with Sydney, I question that. You get there and there isn't as much support by the state or the city of Sydney.
I was on a show yesterday with Dan Ganane, a very, very, very good caller, a good fella too. He says, quoted this on the show, he said, in relation to the Newcastle Knights, he said, I'd make the Johns brothers an offer they simply can't refuse. Now, you don't really have to answer that, Matty, but as far as, do you have anything in you that would want to be a head coach, or is that totally off the table?
Yeah, there is. If I didn't have such a good job at Fox,
you'd
have
to take a pay cut, wouldn't you, Matty?
Yeah, I took the words right out of my mouth. I'd have to take a substantial pay cut, which I'm not keen to. But no, there is. Because I don't think, like, if you look at the way people like Wayne work, right? I'm not saying I'm a Wayne. I would be a different coach to Wayne. But the lesson you get from people like Wayne is that it doesn't need to be that difficult. Like, I understand from my day of playing and playing in the halves is that I didn't need to sit in meetings for an hour and a half and have the coaching or the analysis just rammed down my throat relentlessly.
Yeah.
You know, you go in with a set principle every week, which you'd use of how you're going to play. You tinker maybe just one or two things, but you just worry about your football. And the other thing about it is too, is like I've had plenty of adversity and plenty of pressure in my life. I've been under pressure a lot of times, and you know, I've sort of got the tools to deal with it. And if I didn't have such a good job, I would seriously consider, I would love to do it. But the bottom line is I've chosen a career path, and once I get to the end of that, whether, you know, I think I've got another 4 years or 5 years at Fox, if I get to the end of that, I won't be in a position, I don't believe, to take a head coaching job, but I would love to be involved.
Wow.
That's what I would love. I'd love to go in as a right-hand man with somebody because I think I'd have a bit to give, and I understand young players, and I understand playmakers, so it does appeal to me.
Which team, Matty, and we'll let you go because I know you've got a busy day ahead of you, but which team would you love to be part of at the moment? To me, the Cowboys look like they're having fun. The Sharks. Cowboys.
Sharkies would be fun. Sharkies on the up. Love to play with Dale Finucane and Nicho Hynes and some of those guys. Cowboys. Interviewed Todd Payton the other day. As you can just see the excitement in him talking about those young guys on the up and up. They remind me a lot of the 05 Tigers in the style they play, the enthusiasm, and the fact you've got these brilliant young players all coming through at once. And, of course, Toddy Payton. You know, his major influence in rugby league was Tim Sheens, and you can see that in their football.
These young tearaway forwards, they can win Clive Churchill's. You know, Willie Mason won one, Gordy Tallis. I said to Fletch, I said, mate, 100-1 Nanai, if they win it, he's going to be right there in the conversation. Luciano Leilua is on the line from the North Queensland Cowboys. G'day, Luch.
Hey, how are you?
Mate, we're going good. Geez, you're going well. Are you enjoying your time up there?
Yeah, it's been really good. Loving it up here. The boys are really good as well. So, yeah, enjoying the hips.
Our listeners are hitting us with shows that remind them of their upbringing. What's a show that takes you back to your upbringing, Luciano?
Probably Home and Away, to be honest.
Yes, good one.
What did you want to be as a kid? Did you always want to play rugby league?
Sort of. I didn't really take footy serious until my brother made it, to be honest.
You know what, Luciano, I reckon a lot of people forget this. Your brother played in two grand finals, not 2019, but he played as an 18-year-old, Joey, in the 2010 grand final. Where were you for that? How old were you then?
I think 13.
Wow.
Yeah. I had my they missed St. George. I wore my brother's rooster jacket over my development St. George jersey.
Wow. Nice.
Can't lose.
You would have worked with Dean Young at the Dragons, wouldn't you?
Yeah. He's pretty crazy, eh?
do they mean to dress like each other and look like each other in the box, Dino and Todd, do you think?
I don't know. Yeah. They're both bold, eh? They're good blokes, eh? Try
and
edit the bold bit, eh? Because I might get in trouble.
Oh, that'll be edited. That'll be published big time. Hey, tell me this. Who's your sort of posse, if you like? If you're knocking around with, say, let's call it three blokes in your downtime, who are you knocking around with?
Oh, up here?
Yeah.
Oh, probably Murray Taulagi.
Yeah.
The Hammer. I don't want to leave anyone out because they're all pretty good blokes.
Yeah.
Starting to worry you had any friends left.
Hey?
Starting to worry you didn't have any friends left after two, is that it?
No, I didn't want to leave them out.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Don't forget you can catch us live anytime you like through your local SEN station or through the SEN app. Catch up belatedly through the podcast and don't forget any old time you like. You can catch in and slide on into our DMs at Joel Fletch SEN. That is on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. Monday to Friday, we're on 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., aren't we, Brian?
Yes, it's such a great show. I love this show. I love coming into work, and I'm hoping you enjoy listening to us.